Right now, we want to see if we can help Rhonda with a tile grout question. Rhonda, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you.
Tell us about it. Tell us what's going on here. You're trying to figure out something about the grout in your shower. What's going on?
Well, it's 1989 home, and it's all original, and, you know, it's not cracked or anything, so I want to kind of save it. But we've lived here 2 years, and the grout, I've cleaned it, and I've had it cleaned, but now I've tried everything, and I can't get it clean, totally clean. And I've tried, you know, doing little simple sealing with a, you know, like the shoe polish bottle, whatever, that sealer, you know, something simple. But now I'm lost, you know, without replacing all the tiles, and they're good.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do.
Well, good if it's if they're not cracked or turning loose or anything like that, there's definitely something that you can do there. And I'll tell you, the grout stain that you can buy, you can buy a small quantity of, and it goes a long, long way. And they have the little applicators. I would assume if you're talking about a shower that the grout joints are very, very small.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it'll take even less. And a lot of times you can apply it with an old toothbrush or a small artist brush. And basically, of course, you get it clean, just, you know, any type of cleaner to get it clean and let it dry. And then apply this stain over it. And then, you know, don't use it for a day and let it dry really well. Then you come back with the sealer over that. And what it does is it'll make, first of all, if you want to change the color of the grout a little bit, you can do that. But it makes all of the grout consistent. And then that just makes the whole shower look so much better because all of the grout is now back to the same color again.
Okay.
And it really works great on floors. It works great on just about anything. And I'll tell you, you can go, one of our partners has been a longtime partner of ours. Matter of fact, I'm going to see him this week in Los Angeles, and that is the Custom Building Products Company.
Okay.
So it's custombuildingproducts.com. They're available at all of the Home Depots. And just go online and look at some of those things and see how you can do that. And it's much, much simpler than you ever imagined. But the only problem is once you do that, then you're going to be doing every piece of ceramic you got in your house. And then you're going to move next door and you're going to help your neighbors out. So it grows on you.
So the sealer, though, is there a special sealer or anything that you might, you know, something that works better than the others that you find? Because the one that because you can't just put sealer over the entire thing because it makes it slick.
Yeah, no, you would just want it over the grout areas, and they have the little applicators that make it very easy. Again, the thing about Custom Building Products is that's really what the pros use instead of a watered-down consumer type of approach that you get sometimes, which maybe is what you ended up with before. Being able to use this really, I think, is going to be a better choice for you.
Okay, custombuilders.com.
Custombuildingproducts.com.
Building products. I will look that up.
And you can always drop by our website at todayshomeowner.com. We'll show you how to apply it and how everything to do there. You can just go to our site on our little search bar there. Just put in grout stain, and it'll give you several videos on how to do it.
That sounds great. I'll try it.
But before we go, Joe, you have a great suggestion in terms of cleaning, going back to our old friend vinegar.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, Ron, that before I always recommend before you do anything with the grout, clean the tile first, because you want to do that prior to either restaining, cleaning, or replacing the grout. And all you need is a half a cup of white vinegar in a 1 gallon bucket of warm water. Put in a couple of squirts of dish detergent, regular liquid dish detergent, and get a scouring sponge and just scrub the walls. And that'll get the tiles nice and clean. Might even clean some of the grout, but it'll definitely get the tiles nice and clean. And this way, then when you go to put in the new grout or restain it, you don't have to then worry about cleaning the tiles, which could affect the new grout.
Okay, sure. All right. I will do that.
Well, great. Well, so glad you're with us. Hope you have a fantastic 2019. And if you're tackling any other projects we can help you with, you know how to get in touch with us.
Oh, plenty. Okay.
All righty.
Sounds great.
Okay,
thank
take
you.
Care. All right, good.